Hi, everyone. Michael Abernathy here at the Times News with a weekend crime roundup. It was a busy weekend for police, and so let's get right to it. We've got five things that came in and that are either on our website now or are in the works. We're still gathering some information about some of this stuff. The first is a hit-and-run road rage incident police are describing it as a road rage incident that unfolded last night after 11 o'clock. The first reports came in around 11:20 p.m. when the driver or passenger of a 2001 Ford Mustang reported that they were being chased by the driver of a 2012 Ford F-250. They reported to police that that driver had pointed a gun at them and was chasing them down the road. Began around University Drive and ended at 11:24 p.m., so just a few minutes later, when that Mustang crashed into a utility pole on Huffman Mill Road near Alamance Regional Medical Center. The driver of that Mustang was not injured, and no one else was injured in this incident. Police say they arrested Brian L. Bunting, 53, of Burlington, and charged him with driving while impaired, hit and run, assault by pointing a gun, and communicating threats. That's a pretty crazy thing, and that is the most read story on our website today. The next story, we've got the police made a prostitution bust. They did an undercover operation Friday night, March 22nd, to see if they could snare anybody in an undercover operation. They'd gotten complaints from a neighborhood that prostitution was happening in the area. So they arrested five men: Christopher Brian Lipscomb, 35, of Quintus Avenue, Burlington; Stephen Taft Burrell, 27, of Cascade Court, Greensboro; Kevin Lee Class, or Clays, that's K-L-A-S-E, 50 years old, of Rosalind Drive, Burlington; Angel Santiago Bautista, 21, of Washington Street in Graham; and the fifth, Stephen Anthony Lane, 36, of Pinola Lane, Reidsville. So they were all charged with soliciting for prostitution, which is a misdemeanor. Moving on, the sheriff's office. Those first two were Burlington police operations. This is from the sheriff's office. We've got a Burlington couple charged with drug possession and child abuse. Jennifer Renee Dennis of Christopher Drive, Burlington, and Grady Dale Sumner of Irwin Avenue, Burlington, were charged in a drug investigation at the Knights Inn Hotel on Hanford Road in Burlington. Again, on Friday, the sheriff's office says during the course of the investigation, deputies found 0.18 grams of methamphetamine and a small amount of marijuana. The pair were charged with felony possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and then in ensuing investigations, they were each charged with three counts of misdemeanor child abuse and three counts of contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. And the sheriff's department didn't elaborate on why they were charged with child abuse. Frequently, that means that children were on the premises where the drugs were, but that's not specified. Dennis was held on a $35,000 bond, and Sumner was held on a $40,000 bond. Another one from the sheriff's office. So this is story number four here. We've got a Pittsburgh man who's facing charges of obtaining property by false pretense. That's a felony. And felony exploitation of an elder adult. This all began in July 2018 when Michael Lamont Cole with Cole Restoration Services, Mr. Cole is from Pittsburgh, entered into a contract with an Alamance County resident to perform construction to add a room to that resident's house. Mr. Cole took, it says here, $8,616 from the resident, but didn't do any work, didn't start any work. That's the allegation. Also, no materials were ever delivered to the work site. The sheriff's office says the victim tried numerous times over the next few months to get in touch with Mr. Cole. In November 2018, Mr. Cole told that resident he would, quote, try to fit him in. This is all according to the sheriff's office again. So recently, Mr. Cole was contacted by investigators, and according to those investigators, he admitted the deposit was used for, quote, other business endeavors. Now, the elder abuse or the felony exploitation of an elder adult was is charged because the victim is over 60. So Michael Lamont Cole, 42, of River Forest Road, Pittsburgh, again, is charged with felony obtaining goods by false pretense and felony exploitation of a disabled or elder adult. And last, and this is, I guess, if there was going to be a lighthearted one, this is the most lighthearted of the day. A woman crashed into the Burlington Dunkin' Donuts last night. Don't worry, the Dunkin' Donuts is still open. You can still go get your donuts or, you know, egg white frittatas or whatever it is they're serving this week. But it happened around 7:30 last night, Sunday night. The woman was trying to park a 2012 Toyota Camry, and the police say that she accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake. And she hit another parked car and the business. She caused about $25,000 in damage and another $6,500 in damage to the vehicles. But no one was hurt, and the restaurant was able to stay open. She also was not charged, and she wasn't cited or anything. So we withheld her name and information. But I will say, because people have been asking online how old this person was, because frankly, this is often when we hear about people crashing into businesses with a car, it is often an older or senior adult. This woman was in her late 20s, or is in her late 20s. So age isn't a factor in this incident. Anyway, so there it is. That's we've got a lot happening. I guess it's spring fever. So everybody enjoy your Monday and enjoy the early days of spring here. And you can catch up on all this at thetimesnews.com. Thanks for listening.